Or to The Hague now, where the European Union has labelled US threats to dismantle the International Criminal Court as unacceptable. On Monday, the US Secretary of State announced the Trump administration would launch a campaign to dismantle the International Independent Judicial Body, which tries individuals charged with the gravest crimes of concern to the international community. Secretary Marco Rubio accused the body of, quote, waging a war against our country, not with bullets or missiles, but with the force of so-called international law. It is a major escalation in President Trump's campaign against the ICC, including a slew of sanctions against its officials for their attempts to investigate the US and Israel. Luis Moreno Ocampo was the founding chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court. I spoke to him earlier. What's your reaction to Secretary of State Marco Rubio's announcement that the US will try to dismantle the International Criminal Court?
I think Trump administration understands power, and the International Criminal Court is an obstacle to a global hegemonic power. That's the point. So that's why they are trying to do that.
In an opinion piece published by the Wall Street Journal on Monday, the Secretary of State presented this as an issue of sovereignty, talking about US politicians or Border Patrol agents being dragged before an international court or prosecuted for defending their country. But the ICC can only investigate crimes committed in states that are party to the Rome Statute, which the US is not. What's really going on here, in your view?
Yeah, that's the point. The argument is not valid, because ICC is never prosecuting people who are, for instance, they are doing nothing in Syria. So ICC is just working in the territory of nations that subscribe the treaty. So that's why there's no sovereignty problem. The real issue is the US has a policy. After the Second World War, you decided they will avoid a new war, they will be the global peace. And that is what happened the last 80 years. But now it's not just a protective police, it's a police who are threatening to go to Greenland, is invading Iran, is invading Venezuela. So the situation now is complicated, because the US has the biggest army in the world. They decide, okay, President Trump decide, okay, it's US interest, important matter. And so it's consistent. Trump is consistent. Trump does not believe in law, and he's consistent. He has no like obstacles to his power.
Could the United States attempt to dismantle the ICC? How could it try and dismantle the organization?
Well, they would attack the member states. Right now, ICC has 125 nations members of the ICC. So the US can threat them, but the history shows this will fail. In my time, when Bush was trying to affect the ICC, Bush was promoting more support to the ICC. Bush also threatened to suspend and to be aggressive against state parties, and state parties stay firm. So the challenge is now for the state party of the ICC and the rest of the world. It's not just about Trump. It's about how the other react and how the media understand the problem. Because for me, it's interesting when I see journalists not understanding the ICC power. Yes, the arrest warrant against Putin or Netanyahu are not implemented, but are pending and reducing the power of these leaders. When you're a leader and you are indicted by the International Criminal Court, you have problems. You need protection. And that was Trump was saying that. Trump was saying, when he was had a bad conversation with Netanyahu, Trump say, I was protecting you to go to jail, because Netanyahu is indicted by the ICC. It's a narrow warrant pending against him. So the leaders understand they have a problem with the ICC if they commit crimes outside the countries. And that's why Trump is trying to dismantle the ICC.
Australia is a member country of the Rome Statute for the International Criminal Court. What's your message to the Australian government about its actions and the importance of the court?
Well, Australia, Canada, and UK, New Zealand are the four countries very close, traditional to the US, who, however, are members of the ICC. So I suppose the rationale, because within the ICC are the countries where there is no violence, where, or they are trying to control violence. If dictators like in in Burundi who are trying to commit crimes left ICC. So to be in the ICC, you have to be totally committed to control crimes. And that Australia is part of this community and should keep staying and leading this community. It's a good moment for Australia to show whatever you think about other aspects of the Trump administration, and this is wrong. This is wrong. We need, the world need ICC, and in fact, the world need more than ICC. We need an international court for terrorism. We need to keep inventing new models to control global problems. Look, global problems like climate change, or wars between states, or international terrorism, we are not facing them. There is no national government alone who can face them, and that's why we need to do more. We celebrate innovation and technology, and we ignore that we need to improve institutions. ICC is the last innovation. We should do more. We should keep inventing new models to live together. That's what the world needs. Going back to the idea to a global empire is Rome. It's ancient Rome. It's gone. It's not working today.
Luis Marinho Ocampo, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.